Your Steve Jones Show podcast is loading now. The Steve Jones Show podcast is sponsored by Purdy Insurance. Visit Purdy Insurance on Market Street in Sunbury or visit online at purdyinsurance.com. Sports talk where your voice counts. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Good afternoon, Steve Jones Show, News Radio 1070 WKOK. Sean Carey here. Steve will be there in just a moment in the Sunbury Motors studio. Sunbury Motors Ford Lincoln Hyundai, North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia on the strip, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. You can find us at stevejonesshow.com. We're also on social media. Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Our Twitter handle at Steve Jones PSU. And you can subscribe to our podcast. Once the shows air live on WKOK, we put them on iTunes, Apple Podcast app, Google Play. So you can subscribe to our podcast where you get your podcast, either spot there, hit subscribe, then we put the shows and drop them right to your mobile device. So you have access to them anytime, anywhere. And also you can go back in time 3+ months worth of shows at stevejonesshow.com on the podcast archive page. And you can always drop us a line anytime. Our email is stevejones@wkok.com. So we'll be with you live till 5. Then we'll have the late-day news roundup. Taylor Schultz at the anchor desk this afternoon. CBS Sports Radio after 7. And that'll take you up to Phillies baseball. Late-night baseball again tonight, 9:35 will be on deck. And first pitch, 10:10. Be 10:10 tonight and tomorrow night. To start, Harper Machado, round 1, Phillies at the Padres. The two most costly free agents from this past free agent cycle on the same field for the first time. Now, time for every fan of baseball to judge which team or player got the best deal. Go back to February the 21st. That's when the Padres made Manny Machado the highest-priced free agent in franchise history, at that time, of course, signing the 26-year-old infielder to a 10-year, $300 million deal. And then March the 2nd, the Phillies going a step further, signing the 26-year-old Harper to a 13-year, $330 million contract, and ever since both teams have faced questions about the value of those deals. Machado has played 58 games for the Padres. He has hit .251, 7 doubles, 9 home runs, 27 runs scored, and 27 RBIs. He has a .339 on base percentage and a .412 slugging percentage. But Machado has also been a marvel on defense at both third base and shortstop, where he has started 30 games since rookie sensation Fernando Tatis Jr. went on the injured list with a hamstring injury on April the 29th. Harper has come on strong after a slow start. He's hitting .248. After 59 games, with 19 doubles, 11 home runs, and 43 runs batted in, and 35 runs scored, he has a .360 on-base percentage and a .486 slugging percentage. Now, Harper is 15 for 52, with 6 doubles, 2 homers, and 7 home runs, and 12 RBIs. That's in his past 13 games. He's been feeling really good as of late. Harper says being able to be in the lineup every day, keep plugging away, is huge. You're going to have ups and downs in a season, and I went through a little of it last year. It's just part of it. So the Phillies in San Diego tonight, still leading the National League East with a record of 33-26, even though after coming off the sweep over the weekend by the Los Angeles Dodgers. The Padres were tied for second in the National League wild card berth after losing 5 of their last 7 games including two straight 9-3 scores by lowly Miami at home over the weekend. Aaron Nola is going to be on the mound tonight for Philadelphia. He is 6-0 against Padres left-hander Eric Lauer. He is 4-4 with a 4.45 ERA. Lauer is going to make his first career start against the Phillies today on his 24th birthday. It'll be his 12th start of the season. So far this season, he has given up 31 runs on 60 hits, 14 walks, and 49 strikeouts. Nola has been sharp. He's gone 4-0 in his last five starts with an ERA just under 3, and he'll be making his 13th start of the season, sixth of his career against the Padres. Against the Padres in his career, he's 2-2 with a 2.65 ERA. He is 1-0 in Petco Park in two starts with a 2.25 ERA. So we got that for you tonight here on 1070 AM, 935 on deck, and first pitch 1010 with Scott Fransky and Kevin Franzen. Those will be the same start times for tomorrow night, and then the Phillies and Padres will have a getaway game on Wednesday afternoon. I believe that's a 4:10 first pitch on Wednesday, and then the Phillies will have Thursday off and fly back home to take on the Reds this coming weekend at Citizens Bank Park. So tonight you've got the spotlight of hockey, in terms of postseason sports, that is. The St. Louis Blues shellacked 7-2 in Game 3 of the Stanley Cup Final on Saturday night against the Boston Bruins. So the Blues are making a lineup change for tonight's Game 4, since they are now trailing the series 2-1. Defenseman Vince Dunn, who's been out of the lineup after taking a puck to the face in Game 3 of the Western Conference Final against San Jose, he's going to return to the team's third defensive pairing tonight with Carl Gunnarsson replacing Robert Bortuzzo. Also tonight at the forward spot, the Blues shuffled three of their lines. Most dramatic, the elevation of Zach Sanford from the fourth line in Game 3 to the second line with center Ryan O'Reilly and winger David Perron. The duo plays with forward Sammy Blais the first three games of the series. Blais was dropped to the third line with Tyler Bozak and Pat Maroon. Robbie Fabry appeared in Games 2 and 3. He will leave the lineup, the starting lineup tonight for St. Louis. Also back for the Blues, though, one change that's not Jordan Binnington. He was pulled from Game 4 after giving up in Game 3, rather, after giving up the Bruins' fifth goal. It was the first time in his NHL career that Binnington had been yanked from a game, but his coach and teammates were quick to stamp out any speculation that there's a lack of faith in their goalie, especially when he is 6-2 after losses in the playoffs. So we will see Jordan Binnington at net tonight for St. Louis. So that'll be the second game in St. Louis, Game 4 in the Stanley Cup Final, coming up tonight. And then Wednesday night will be the continuation of the NBA Finals. Toronto and Golden State, they are now even at one game apiece. The series will now move to Golden State for Games 3 and 4.
And to their credit, it has been, it's kind of feel like it's been flat.
I felt that too. There just wasn't a lot of excitement and juice, especially in the fourth quarter last night. Just a lot of, up and down, up and down. No scoring either end.
Yes. No sizzle.
No.
Not like there aren't great players there. Let's be honest about it. I don't think Klay Thompson. The Klay Thompson gets hurt on a play that I hate. And it's his fault. Okay? It's his fault.
Well, he's doing kind of a split there behind the three-point arc.
Well, he's doing the kick out. Well, to me, the kick out to me is an offensive foul, and that's not how it's called. And that to me is a bothersome thing. I don't like the kick out. I just don't. To me, it should be one of those things where they should start calling in the first month of the season as an offensive foul and then go from there.
They were showing him walk back to the locker room. He didn't look all that bad as he was walking back in at that point, but then at the end of the game, he walked out of the locker room. He was trying to walk down the tunnel a little bit to meet up with his players. At that point, he had a huge ice pack on the back of his leg, and boy, you could really tell he could barely put any pressure on the foot.
Yeah. But it's been
flat.
I think it's the best way to put it. I just feel like we're watching flat basketball. Curry's been no better than okay. I thought DeMarcus Cousins, to his credit, played very well last night. He played like a guy who has never played it for a championship before, and you can tell he really wants to win it.
Yeah, he didn't even put in 10 minutes of playing time in game one. Was well over 20 minutes of playing time last night and was able to rack up a double-double.
So, I like the fact that I felt that, except out of for a couple of three-point shots, I felt like he played really good team basketball last night. He was trying to find the open guy. He was trying to get the ball moving. He was trying to make sure the ball didn't stick. I was impressed. I mean, they put him in the starting lineup, and they did it for a reason. And I think the reason paid off for how they played. Let's get to Jay Bruce. They gave up Jake Schiener, third baseman, played at Williamsport 2 years ago. Shiner's one of those guys as a young player that is not going to hit for average. That's what they gave up. Not going to hit for average. He's going to be your prototypical 240 to 260 guy. Shiner's the kind of guy that one out of every three hits he gets will be an extra base hit. That's been his pattern. One out of every three hits he'll get will be an extra base hit. So, again, let's get to, years ago I talked to Walt Jocketty, who when I talked to him at the time, he was the general manager of the Cardinals, then eventually became the GM of the Reds. And when I was talking to him, and I'll just remind everybody because I've related this conversation before, I asked him this question. I said, "You're here scouting tonight." It was near the trade deadline. So, what is the balance and importance of knowing not only what you're acquiring, but also what you're giving up? And he said, "That's the ball game right there." So I'm starting with Jake Schiener, so Philly fans know what you're giving up. You're giving up a young third baseman who's in his third year of pro ball. One out of every three hits he gets is an extra base hit, but he's not a heavy average guy, and he's good in the field. Not great, awesome, and incredible, but he's good in the field. He's a third baseman. So when he hits, he'll hit with some power. And that's who he is. But he's not going to be a guy that's going to hit for high average for you. Now, in Jay Bruce, I think every Phillies fan knows exactly what they are getting in Jay Bruce. Jay Bruce will hit with power. We know that. I think that it would be a deal that would make me feel a lot better about it if the Phillies were an American League team. Where now the DH comes into play. Okay, if I'm a Phillies fan, that makes me feel better. Because now I can utilize that part. I can utilize the DH. But he's still good enough to play right field if they put him out there. He will give them the lineup more pop. No getting around it. Jay Bruce will give you more pop. He is a veteran who's been around the block. And he is the kind of player that I think is going to help the Phillies. And I mean, but I started with Jake Schiener. Just to make sure you knew what you were giving up. Like, you're talking about a guy in Bruce who in Seattle was going to get lost out there. He's 32 years old now. And he's had some terrific seasons. But when you look at, and by the way, power-wise is off to a great start this year. Remember, Jay Bruce has 14 home runs in 47 games. You're talking about a guy that's hit a home run one out of every three games. Now, when it comes to the other facets of Jay Bruce's game, he's also averaging more than one strikeout a game. He's got 53 in 47 games. He's hitting .212. So he will hit with power. And when you look at what he has this year, he has 35 hits on the season, right? 25 of the 35 hits happen to be extra base hits, 11 doubles and 14 home runs. That's what he's been this year. With the Mets last year, it's 71 hits. 28 of the 71 were extra base hits. Essentially one out of three. And he's been hurt a lot. He played 94 games last year. In 2016, he played 50 games with the Mets. Now, he made the All-Star team, by the way, in 2016. He hit 33 home runs. A guy has 300 home runs in his career. And he has 301 doubles in his career. So, I mean, he's always been able to hit for power. He even has four postseason home runs. He hit, a couple of years ago with Cleveland, he hit two against the Yankees. Look, he's going to help. There's no getting around it. I think he will put another power bat into the lineup. Now, this season, he has played left field, first base, right field, and he's DH'd. That's what he's done. So you can play first base, you can put him in the outfield, you can pinch hit him. That's who he is. I think it's a good acquisition, and in Jake Schiener, you give up a guy that's got some promise, but he's not. Schiener was not going to be a difference maker for the Phillies. The earliest he may have been a guy that could be with them would be three more years. I mean, he's only in high A now. He's 3 years away. This guy, Bruce, will at least help you win some games now.
And he's not completely locked into left field. I mean, days where he can pitch hit, you can keep...
He can play first base.
Yeah, you can keep Kutch in left field. You can put Scott Kingery in center. Or in days where you're going to have Jay out in left field, and you put Kutch in center, and then maybe you put Kingery at third base when Michael Franco needs a day off. So.
And he's going to cost you $14 million a year. Well, that's what he's supposed to make this year, so you get whatever minus 14. And by the way, he is signed through next year. It's a 3-year, $39 million deal. So he does not become a free agent until 2021. He's not going to hit for average. He rarely has been a big average guy to begin with. He's only a .246 lifetime hitter. But when he hits it, it moves. And he's got 14 home runs already this year. Hey, there you go. That's who he is. He strikes out more than a strikeout plus one per game. Played 95 games last year. He struck out 75 times. He's played 47 games this year. He struck out 53 times. 1 year, he struck out 185 times. I haven't seen that kind of strikeout rate since I saw the numbers for digital media. All right, we'll come back. What?
Great to be back.
By the way, congratulations to Danny Hale. Danny Hale has been nominated for the College Football Hall of Fame. Former Bloomsburg head coach. You didn't think I paid attention, did you?
Complete opposite. Well, hey, there's a reason why his name's on the field.
Well, he has been nominated for the College Football Hall of Fame, along with, by the way, Steve Wisniewski and Jeff Hardings. Back with more in a moment on News Radio 1070 WKOK, brought to you by Purdy Insurance. When it comes to car buying, there's the other guy's way, and then there's the SMC way. The other guys force you into a vehicle you really don't want. The Sunbury Motors way lets you take the time you need to browse, ask questions, and take the test drive and think on it. For over 100 years, the Mertz family and all their employees have made your experience the most pleasant one you'll ever have. The other guys won't offer you the best price for your trade, no matter how much they say they will. The SMC way is their promise to provide you with the most money the market shows your vehicle is worth. The SMC way is to offer you all applicable factory rebates on new vehicles and generous discounts. Looking for a pre-owned vehicle? The SMC way checks each vehicle in a 200-mile radius to determine the lowest price, then beat it. It's the lowest price promise, just part of the SMC way. The choice is up to you. The other guy's way or the SMC way? The SMC way wins every time. Sunbury Motors Company in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury, and at sunburymotors.com. Selling more cars and satisfying more customers for over 100 years.
The Steve Jones Show is available right on your smartphone with the Steve Jones Show podcast. Visit the Google Play or Apple Podcast app and search Steve Jones Show. Then click subscribe to have every Steve Jones Show sent right to your smartphone.
For nearly 100 years, Purdy Insurance has been your locally owned, family-operated source for insurance products. With a staff of over 20 and partnerships with some of the industry's most trusted companies, Purdy has the experience and resources to get the job done. Whether you need personal, home, and auto, or complex business insurance solutions, Purdy will help you navigate through the process. Call today at 570-286-5855, or better yet, stop in their Sunbury office to see what Purdy Insurance can do for you.
Taking your calls at 800-795-9565. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Today's show brought to you by Purdy Insurance, Market Street in Sunbury. Go to purdyinsurance.com. Purdy's have served this valley for decades, finding the right insurance, the best coverage, updating whenever possible. Customer service means everything to them. That's why you go with the best. Purdy Insurance, Market Street in Sunbury. Go to purdyinsurance.com. I'm in the Sunbury Motors studio. Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in beautiful downtown Hummel's Wharf. All right. We mentioned the NBA Finals. After that, the next big event will be the draft, then free agency. There's more talk about free agency these days than there is about the actual games. I feel like we talked so much about ancillary issues and things where you're just guessing than we do with than actually what's going on. It seems like we talk less about the games, unless it's a Saints-Rams situation, than we do about, hey, Durant might be a Nick. Where's Kawhi going to go? Well, I know Kawhi's in Toronto right now. Can we enjoy it? It seems like we can't enjoy the moments of watching the actual games, the actual action. When in reality, here's the reality of it. The group I played golf with on Friday at Coaches versus Cancer, we just started talking about sports in general. And all of them said that they used to, one guy said, I woke up every morning, first thing I pop on was ESPN, all the time. You know, a couple of guys, oh yeah, game day, and all the, you know what? All of them now, this is five guys in a group, but I'm the same as they are now, okay, in terms of what I do the same thing. None of them want to watch the Gab Fest. They don't want to watch the pregame talk. They don't want to watch any of that stuff. You know, they don't care about, you know, the splashy, flashy open. They want to watch the games. That's all they watch now are the games. Yet all the talk is always, now, in this case, we're talking about the NBA. But where's Kawhi going to go? Well, let's be honest about it. There isn't a single person in this audience that has any idea where Kawhi's going to go. And the host of this show? You know, I'm supposed to be in tune with all this stuff? I have no idea where it was going to go. Also trying to muster up whether I care. But Kevin Durant might be a Knick. I don't know. Don't care. You know, right now he's a Golden State Warrior. Is he going to play? That's the bigger question. Will he play? Because you're trying to win championships now. Well, it's, when you start spending too much time on scenarios that where you're guessing, and all these people are guessing. It's all they do is guess. It's all they do is guess. Yeah. Now, I mean, now you make a deal, for example, like the Phillies did. They get Jay Bruce. So, look, you tell everybody what Jay Bruce has done, what he could add to the lineup, maybe some of the negatives. What did they give up in Jake Schneider? Okay, now you're giving out some information, okay? A lot of you probably, some of you may have seen Jake play when he was at Williamsport. He played 61 games there. Yeah, but, you know, what did they give up? Well, that's what they gave up to get an established veteran, okay? In reality, I like the deal. I think every time you're planning for the future, I mean, there's certain times you have to plan for the future. You're just not in a position to take care of your present. I understand that. But when you're always, always, always getting ready for your future, you don't have a present. So I like what the Phillies did there. They looked at it, they said, we have a chance to get a veteran. Seattle is going to have a yard sale. So they gave him a third baseman. Well, 3 years maybe. Dave Sims is announcing his names as one of the Mariners. But right now, Jay Bruce can help you win some games. Good. Now, that's what you talk about. Okay, let's talk about something like the NBA draft is coming up. Yeah, this is futuristic, but it's present time as well. All right. In 2016, there are 60 spots available in the NBA draft. 60. In 2016, 59 players, underclassmen, declared for the NBA draft. Well, at least that's one under 60. That doesn't include seniors. It doesn't include European players. But 59 underclassmen declared in a 60-player draft. Okay. Obviously, some aren't going to get drafted. In 2017, it was 64. A year ago, it was 75. You know how many kept their name in the draft this time? 87. 87 kept their name. So even if it was a three-round draft, which would be 90 players, a good chunk of the 87 wouldn't make it. Just won't make it. I realize college is not for everyone, so I completely understand that. The grind of going to class or going to class is just not your bag. Taking tests isn't your deal. I get all of that. College is not for everyone. And you can succeed in life and do very well even without college. Okay? And there's data all over the place to prove it. So for some people, it's not their bag. But boy, if you're playing college basketball, let me give you a good... Okay, Nick Ward, Michigan State. Nick Ward's a good college basketball player. Big man, lots of mass, left-handed, good rebounder. Can't really tell you what kind of passer he is because I'm still waiting to see him pass. Normally when the ball goes into Nick, it doesn't come back out. Nick Ward kept his name in the NBA draft. He hired an agent. He's not going to get picked. He's not going to get picked. I'd be shocked if he got picked. It's only a 60-player draft. A lot of times in that second round, you're getting stash and play. You know, a guy's going to be in Europe for two more years. You pick him. It's kind of a future pick for you. You know. And then there's the G League. Okay? You know what the pay scale, Sean, is in the G League?
for like one season.
Yep.
I will say probably somewhere between $25,000 to $50,000.
Good. It is $7,000 a month for 5 months, $35,000.
Okay.
The average salary in the G League is 44. If you're on an NBA two-way contract, it's 77. That's what it is. You're not getting paid, by the way, the other 7 months. So you're making the G League average of 44,000. Are you making some money? Sure. Are you getting anything from endorsements? Yeah, I don't know. You're playing in front of crowds of between 500 and 1,500 every night. You're playing in Canton, Erie, Corpus Christi, Austin, Stockton, Portland, Wilmington, Sioux Falls. I mean, all fine places, but it's also off the beaten path. If Nick Ward stays at Michigan State, I'm just using him as an example here. Nick Ward is working out at the Gilbert Center every day. He's obviously got really good college coaching. Tom Izzo speaks for himself. Dwayne Stevens, Jarrett's brother, is still there, working with him all the time. You got your meals. Okay. You got a stipend. You might have a Pell Grant. You've got, when you travel on the road, there's a good chance you're staying at Marriott's and Hyatt's and Hilton's. Okay. I'm trying to think. I think they stayed at D.C. when the Big Ten tournament was there at the J.W. Marriott. I think they stayed at the Marriott Marquis in New York. Now, we were over at Essex House, which was tremendous.
Yeah, it'd be different if you had right. Like a million points. But.
Right. Well, yeah. They don't get the points unless they're finagling it around.
Right.
I busted my tail to get the 300,000.
That's right.
But that's what you have. Yes, you have to go to class. Yes, you've got to work on the academic part. I got all that while working on your basketball. Yes, there's a balancing act. But to be honest with you, it's not a bad cocoon to be in. Now, are you playing in front of sellouts at the Breslin Center? Yep. Are you playing in front of a sellout when you go to Michigan? Yep. When you play in front of a sellout at Indiana? Yep. You play in front of a sellout at the United Center in Chicago? Yep. I'm going to go to Europe. Really? You're going to make money? Yeah, you will. I mean, it's not that bad of a life. G League? Yeah, you'll make money, but that's why I find all this underclassmen stuff very interesting and fascinating, because of a lot of it doesn't make sense to me. Hey, Nick Ward, if he played for Michigan State this upcoming year, okay, and again, I'm just using him as an example. I don't want him to feel like we're picking on him here. But I'm talking about a guy that's a good college basketball player, and he is a good college basketball player. But I'm talking about a guy that if he stays at Michigan State next year, you're going to see him on TV how many times? Right? A year from now, we're going to have this, if we have this discussion, and I remember to have it. What is it? Remember Nick Ward? Have any of you seen Nick Ward lately? He's going to go into the witness protection program of basketball somewhere, whether it's the G League or Europe. You're not going to know a darn thing about what he's doing. As opposed to playing at Michigan State, I am still very much in favor, though, of them doing the ability to capitalize off your likeness on the college level, of opening the door to maybe getting some cash that way. But I see some of the names that I kept my name in the draft. I look at them and go, Like certain guys you look at and say, oh, yeah, Carson Edwards, of course. Zion Williamson, obviously. John Morant, obviously. You know, R.J. Barrett, obviously. There's certain guys that are obvious. Cam Reddish. P.J. Washington. Right. And then I'll look at other names and think, Jordan Poole. Why? Tyler Cook. Why? Nick Ward. Really? I don't get it. I know you have to have confidence in your own ability. That part I do get. But all right. Take a break. Brought to you by Purdy Insurance, Market Street in Sunbury, News Radio 1070 WKOK. Great to be with you on this Monday. Brought to you by Purdy Insurance. Market Street in Sunbury. Go to purdyinsurance.com. We're in the Sunbury Motors Studio. Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. Roger Goodell was at Jim Kelly's golf tournament in Batavia, New York. So Mike and I have played this golf course. Nice course. But he said, look, 4 preseason games are too many. Okay. He's right. 4 are too many. Look, and, you know, it used to be, I don't know about you, Sean, it used to be that, hey, the preseason football would start, and I'd watch some of it.
Oh, I did too.
Now,
yeah.
I don't watch any of it now.
Last year, I really focused on the 3rd preseason game, the dress rehearsal. Because we just know, season in, season out as a Steelers fan, you know which 2 games in the preseason Ben's not going to play. Well, he's not going to play game 1 or game 4.
I just don't think they're ripping the fans off tremendously when they put it into the season ticket package. What the heck do I want to watch some guy that's going to get cut play most of the time? Where's the lure of that? I mean, you're making me pay a price to do that? No. And I just... Yeah. And now, how far... I mean, I know the NFL owners are... again, bringing up the 18-game schedule again. And do you cut back on that? He says, I feel like we should be doing is always to the highest quality. Now, he's correct about that. And I'm not sure preseason games meet that level right now. He's correct about that. He said, I'm not sure talking with coaches that 4 preseason games is necessary anymore to get ready for the season to evaluate players, develop players. There are other ways of doing that. We've had a lot of discussions about that. The NFL is long back reducing the preseason schedule in exchange for expanding the regular season to as many as 18 games. Players have balked at the proposal, and they're justified in their balking, by the way. They are citing safety concerns and a desire to receive additional compensation for playing a longer regular season. He says it's a really good sign, by the way, that the union and the owners have had discussions 21 months ahead of the CBA expiring. They talk about expansion of instant replay. You know what? Fred Godelli filled in for Peter King this week. Because Peter's taking some time off. And, you know, he's talking about what it's like to get ready for an NBC broadcast on Sunday Night Football and so forth. Okay. And Goodell, he said, you know what? He says, you know what I think's hurting? He said, I think instant replay's hurting. And you know what? Sean, I agree with him. I thought instant replay would be awesome, great. It would, you know, but they've taken it too far, and I don't think anybody knows how to stop anymore.
Looks like we're all after the perfect call. We're looking for the right call. Oh, yeah, we just have to look at this for like 5 or 6 seconds and we're good. But it's just all these different angles, and it's like watching paint dry sometimes.
Well, I mean, let's take this. This is one that last night was not called. Pascal Siakam went up for a slam dunk, and I can't remember. It may have been Klay Thompson. Inadvertently hit the rim and boom, hit it in such a way where it popped the rim and the ball popped out. Well, it ended up there was no call on the play. Oh, do you see that? It's like, so what? Keep playing.
Your station for news, weather, business, and CBS Sports Radio. News Radio 1070 WKOK Sunbury and on WKOK.com.